matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here to explore your faith, to meet new people, and to strengthen your personal relationship with God. Welcome to Pilgrim Church UCC on this beautiful sunny Sunday morning. We're glad that you joined us today, and we invite everyone for coffee and refreshments after the service. Happy Veterans Day, everyone. And we'll be talking about veterans in a little bit. And also, I have received a few emails that our congregation is officially open and affirming. And we are number 1561, 1561. So I guess we're numbered or something. And this is the email I received from Reverend Dr. John Donhauer, our General Minister and President. To you and all the members of Pilgrim Congregational Church, UCC, I write to extend my gratitude to you all who for choosing to preach a gospel of inclusion and welcome. Thank you for your leadership and for extending the hand of love to all God's beautiful children. Shalom, Reverend Dr. John Donhauer. So thank you everyone who voted for it, and now we are officially ONA, so we'll have to advertise it, or I'm not sure what the next steps are. I know lots of people are away today. I don't know, everyone chose to celebrate their birthdays and stuff today. I can't be away, I'm kidding. But my birthday's coming up. But, well, everyone who's celebrating their birthday, happy birthday, wherever Pauline is and the other people. And, well, Lee Bowley is not here this morning to do our stewardship moment, but maybe Bruce wants to do? No. No, he doesn't want to do the stewardship moment. Okay, he will do something else. Okay, but this is the time for our announcements. Bruce.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just want to remind you that this coming Saturday will be the 120th Church Fair. And Friday, starting at 9:30 a.m. until finished, will be set up. Also, there are signs, if you would like to take one in Fellowship Hall and place it out in your neighborhood, feel free. As you walk in from the hallway, they'll be on the left-hand side. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. Oh, and I have one more announcement. Please fill out our attendance sheet so we know that who you are and that you were here. These beautiful blue or black booklets. You know, some people think that they're black. I think they're blue.
I think they're dark blue.
Like maybe dark blue booklets, but please fill them out.
I think they're black, too.
Thank you.
The light in here makes them look black.
Go ahead.
I do have some more casserole recipes. If anyone was going to help make a casserole for my table, I have a few more recipes today. We've got some coming in, but we can always use a few more. And my other announcement is the booklets are in for the Advent study that we're going to do on Hallelujah, Bible, and Handel's Messiah. I think I ordered like one extra, but if we have more people who want to sign up, we can order more, but I just wanted to get it so that the teacher could actually be prepared for our first lesson. So I wanted to make sure I had them plenty of time. So if you signed up for our Advent study, I have a book for you if you'd like to get started reading it. I'm also wondering if anyone has a copy of the full Messiah that I can, you know, then put onto my computer and then onto my phone so we can listen to it that night. If not, we can buy one, but I said, if someone has one, like I was thinking maybe Kathy, but she's not here today. But if anyone has, any of you musically inclined people have a copy of the full Messiah, then I would be happy to borrow it and give it back. And if not, we'll buy one. So the books are in.
Thank you, Cindy. Any other announcements? Lorna?
I just wanted to remind everybody that next Sunday is Chris's last day with us. And so if you'd come, we're going to celebrate his being amongst us at Fellowship Hall and have a cake for him. So if you would please join us.
Uh-oh, it won't be a surprise now.
I'm kidding.
Thank you, Lorna. Anyone else? Anything else? And the last Sunday of this month, you will have to be here. I will do something I have never done before. I will baptize three babies in one service. like three babies. That's a lot of babies. I only have one, and it's really hard to deal with one baby. But this will be three babies, so this will be very interesting. So that's the last Sunday of this month. But before then, we have the fair and all kinds of goodies. And with this, we will ask Lorna to lead us in our call to worship.
Please stand if you are able and join me in the call to worship. Come to God's house with your songs and prayers. We lift our voices to God. Come to God's house with your hopes and joys. We bring our thanks and praise. Come to God's house with your needs and fears. We lay down our burdens before Christ. Come to God's house with your gifts and treasures. We offer our lives to Christ. Come to God's house with all that you have and with all that you are. Let us worship God together this day. Please remain standing for the opening hymn, number 531, God Speak to Me That I May Speak. Now please join me in the prayer of invocation. God of abundant love, pour your Holy Spirit upon us today that we may recognize our abundance and give our love and our lives completely and freely to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Well, I know that we don't have kids here this morning, but I wanted to... We do have kids. I thought we didn't have kids. Well, then come on forward, young people. I didn't see you. You're hiding behind everyone. I wanted to do it anyway, but this way you will be sitting out here. Well, who knows what we're celebrating today?
Veterans Day.
Very good. What do you know about veterans? Do you know who they are? Do you want to tell us who they are?
They're people who have been in the military.
Okay. Anything else? I thought you wanted to say something. Okay, so they're in the military. And what I was thinking about, do you think we have some veterans here today?
Yeah.
Yes? Thank you. So I was thinking about asking our veterans, if you're able, please stand so we know who you are. And I will need somebody to help me run around with a microphone. Yes, please give them a round of applause. And why don't we ask them where they served and when? When and where? Either way.
Hi, Jim Evans, U.S. Navy, 72 through 76.
Thank you.
Ruan Ka, Korea, 1952.
Thank you.
Paul Haskell, peacetime warrior, 56-58.
Thank you.
Well, I'm a lifer. I put in over 30 years.
Thank you, Meg. Well, we can give them a... Well, I know that we have a beautiful story here. It's a little bit sad, but we know someone who would like to share a story with us about veterans on Veterans Day.
Well, when they say, you know, on Veterans Day, well, thank a veteran for their service or a military person for their service. And, you know, we say, oh, thank you. But my family had a story that I heard about, you know, when I was grown up. My dad shared this story with me. And it's 100 years ago, basically yesterday, was when this story happened. It was, does anyone know why Veterans Day is, you know, 11-11, 11th hour, etc. We asked that the kids at school, and they said, no, we don't know. And I said, well, that's Armistice Day from World War I, which, of course, was the war to end all wars, but unfortunately not. And as, you know, the peace treaty, the armistice, was being signed on 11-11, they said, okay, we should remember that. And then it came to be, let's honor all veterans on this day. So my dad told me that, well, in World War I, he said his father, what, he was, you know, a baby, 6 months old, but his father was not, you know, in the army, but his uncle was. So this would be my grandfather's brother, was in the army in France. And the Armistice Day happened, you know, they worried about him because, of course, we worry about all of our military, wherever they are. Even if it's in peacetime, we worry about them so far from home and what danger they're in. So they worried and worried about Arthur, and armistice was signed, and they're all, oh, we're so happy, this is going to be fine, Arthur's going to come home. And a week later, they got a letter saying that Arthur had been killed on November 10th. So the day before Armistice Day was when my granduncle was killed in action. And so they go from the high of, oh, this is wonderful, he's going to come home, this is great, to the day before peace was signed, he was gone. And that's our family story. And again, it was 1918, so I said, oh, this is the 100th anniversary of that. But still, veterans, people still serve. My uncle was named Arthur after, you know, my granduncle who was killed. My dad told me this story, but both Arthur and my dad, Walter, were proud to serve, you know, in the military during World War II. So even though they knew what could happen to them, they were still willing to serve, and that's what makes a veteran. And my other part of that story is, let us hope that someday we don't need the wartime veterans, we can have the peacetime veterans, you know, that can help around the world with things, and we don't have to have sad stories about people being killed the day before peace is achieved. And thank you. So I understand what you veterans were going through and your families. So sincere thank you to your veterans and their families.
Thank you, Cindy, for the beautiful story. And young people, will you say a prayer with me? Loving God, we thank you for all our veterans. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You did a wonderful job, and thank you for your comments, and thank you for your service, veterans. And you may go to Sunday school, or you can stay here. And the congregation will sing, I couldn't really find too many Veterans Day hymns here, but we will sing, Lord, I Want to Be a Christian. That's good too. Hymn number 454, please stand if you're able.
may be seated. The scripture readings this morning are taken from Ruth chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. Ruth and Boaz at the threshing floor. One day Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi, said to her, "My daughter, I must find a home for you, where you will be well provided for. Now Boaz, with whose women you have worked, is a relative of ours. Tonight he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor. Wash, put on perfume, and get dressed in your best clothes. Then go down to the threshing floor, but don't let him know you are there until he has finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, note the place where he is lying. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down. He will tell you what to do." "I will do whatever you say," Ruth answered. The next is taken from Ruth chapter 4, verses 13 to 17. Naomi gains a son. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. When he made love to her, the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. The women said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a guardian redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given birth." Then Naomi took the child in her arms and cared for him. The women living there said, "Naomi has a son," and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. The second scripture reading is taken from Psalms 127, a song of ascents of Solomon. "Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court." Thus ends the reading.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our third scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 38 through 44. As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A wise woman who was traveling in the mountains found a precious stone in a stream. The next day, she met another traveler who was hungry, and the wise woman opened her bag to share her food. The hungry traveler saw the precious stone and asked the woman to give it to him. She did so without hesitation. The traveler left, rejoicing in his good fortune. He knew the stone was worth enough to give him security for a lifetime. But a few days later, he came back to the wise woman to return the stone. "I've been thinking," he said. "I know how valuable the stone is, but I give it back in the hope that you can give me something even more precious. Give me what you have within you that enabled you to give me the stone." November is our stewardship month, and we can learn a lot about stewardship from the poor widow's story in our gospel. However, this year, I don't want to emphasize the financial giving part of the story. You get plenty of letters and inspiring speakers who can teach you about stewardship. And the funny thing is that when I wrote this sermon, I thought we would have someone speaking about stewardship, and we don't. So God has a good sense of humor. Well, maybe today you didn't want to hear about stewardship that much. So there is something more precious here, giving, behind giving, that is not material. So let's look at that part. The traveler was looking for the sacred source of the wise woman's generosity. When he went back to her, he was looking for something that cannot be bought, that was something within her. And when we come to church and give, we are affirming the same thing. We are looking for God, something precious. And we affirm that God is more precious than money. Our openness and generosity are not material. They are spiritual qualities, character that cannot be bought with earthly riches. They grow out out of a deep commitment to this spiritual community. Our generosity toward Pilgrim Church shows our commitment to God, our community, and the world. Our generosity toward God is a demonstration of our faith. Our willingness to sacrifice proves the depth of our commitment. So thank you for your generosity and for being committed to God. But what did the wise woman and the poor widow in our story have in common? What enabled them to give freely without even worrying? These two stories are not simply about money or precious gems. Both stories teach us about the gold that is inside our soul. When we find this gold, we can be the hands and feet of Christ in the world. We can live happily without concern about food, clothes, and where we will lay our head at night. When we trust God completely with everything, a peace descends into our soul. It doesn't make sense to the earthly mind. This peace is a joy that knows that God will provide, so it has no worries. Many of you already practice this truth. I know that many of you are already giving a lot to this church. Pilgrim Church is full with generous people. You give your time, talent, and hard-earned treasure so that your spiritual home may inspire others to have faith and hope. You are sacrificing your time right now to be here in church. You're right now in God's presence. But sometimes before you can give, you must be able to receive. So in this hour, simply lay back and receive the healing and the comfort that only comes from God. God loves you perfectly, unconditionally, and eternally. God loves you if you give, and God loves you if you don't. God loves you no matter what. God created you from love, to love, and to experience love in this life and the next. God loves each one of us here at Pilgrim Church, and God loves Pilgrim Church as a community. Even though we have lost many members this year to a move, illnesses, or death, I have hope for this congregation's future. We belong to a generous, loving, and accepting community. We just became officially open and affirming. We are growing in faith together, and we are dealing with problems together. We share our pain and our grief. We also share our joys. When one person suffers, the whole body of Christ suffers and prays with them. This fills my heart with joy, for the congregation that prays together stays together. I thought that was cute. I have hope for our congregation's future because I see signs of spiritual growth. Giving is a sacrifice. It's a big deal to sacrifice material comforts so that the message of God can continue to be spread. So thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for being the kind of people who actively support your spiritual home. Thank you for being generous. Today we also thank our veterans. We celebrate all the veterans who risked their lives for our country. We keep their loved ones in our prayers as we salute the ultimate sacrifice. on Veterans Day, even with all its imperfections, I'm still grateful to God to be a citizen of the United States of America. But let's get back to our gospel reading. Jesus always had higher expectations of his disciples than what the Hebrew Bible taught. Jesus knew well the tradition about tithing and the Jewish scriptures, but he always asked his disciples to give more than the others did. For example, in the parable of the rich man, Jesus tells a longtime church member who has kept all 613 Jewish laws that he lacks one thing: give everything to the poor and come follow me. Pilgrim Church is not asking you to give everything to the church. Everything already belongs to God. So Pilgrim Church is not asking you to give everything to the church. Instead, we want to focus on the spiritual side of things. How do we find the inner riches that are worth more than silver or gold? Where do we find spiritual gems, like this wise woman and the poor widow? How do we give without regrets? If you look at our text, Jesus doesn't care about the amount of money the woman puts in the basket. He only cares about her pure heart. This poor widow trusted God so much that she gave everything she had to the temple. She didn't contemplate where it would go because she wasn't giving to people. She gave to God. Jesus praised this poor widow before his disciples. He lifted her up as a great example of generosity and faith. Jesus even said that her two pennies were far more precious than the larger sums that were given by the wealthy. In the same way, I am proud of all of you here at Pilgrim Church. We do not have a huge budget with enormous endowments, but we still do a lot of ministry in this community. So I praise Pilgrim Church because we are really responsible with our resources and we are making a difference in this community and in the whole world. So thank you for all your sacrifices, and thank you for your future giving. God sees your sacrifice. Have faith in God's providence, and continue to learn from the poor widow in our story. Thank you for sharing your blessings with others. Pilgrim Church, thank you for being the hands and feet of God in this world. Our next hymn this morning is hymn number 517, I Need You Every Hour. Please stand if you're able.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal God, you have made the whole world and created this great country to become a blessing for all nations. Today, as we honor our veterans, we ask you to lift up their spirits and comfort their souls. We are grateful for their sacrifice and pray for the families who struggle to deal with their absence. We also pray for our heroes, for those who gave their lives for this country. Loving God, you have given us so many blessings. You have given us food, shelter, loved ones, and the promise of eternal life. We are humbled by your gifts and ask you to teach us to grow in your image. Make us generous stewards of your gifts. Help us to give joyfully toward your earthly work and our congregation. Inspire us to reach out to others and bring them also into your presence. Powerful Christ, listen to our prayers as we intercede for those who are suffering. Send your comforting spirit to the lonely, the sick, and the brokenhearted. Lift up those who are grieving a loss of a loved one. And now we pray for everyone on Pilgrim's Prayer List. We pray for Sue, Irene, Nancy, Norm, Mark, Peggy, Noah. We pray for the stewardship team, and we pray for the people in the military. We also say special prayers for Tom, who's traveling in Australia. And now as we slow down for a moment in contemplative prayer, we pray for your still, sweet, still voice to speak to us. And now pray with me the words Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now let us gather our gifts together and offer them to God in gratitude and praise. And now our ushers will come forward to receive our morning tithes and offerings. Thank you. And now let us say together our prayer of dedication. We lift up these offerings as a sign of our gratitude for your love and care, O God. We pledge ourselves time, talent, and treasure. We pray that we may follow in the spirit of the poor woman who gave her all without hesitation. We dedicate our lives to you and seek to grow in our faithfulness to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is an insert in your bulletin, O Beautiful for Spacious Skies. Now go with peace, and may the peace of God go with you. Amen.